Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here we go back in the Kia studios on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the midday show with Rick and John. Glad to have you along for the ride here on a Thursday. And as you know, Thursday at 10:20, we rock it with Mike Budenholzer. He is the head coach of our Atlanta Hawks. And, Coach, good morning. How you living this holiday season?
Doing all right. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. Thanks for asking, Coach. So I want to start with John Collins. You know, he's my guy. He's our guy. Great human being. He likes jazz music. He's a heck of a player. We're big fans. And I'm seeing he's probable for tonight's game. Coach, tell me more.
Yeah, no, he'll suit up and, you know, we'll play him. We'll probably limit the minutes a little bit. But he's done a great job in his rehab and diligent in his work and every day, and the APT staff's done a really great job with him. And, you know, he's ready to go. He had a great practice with our G League team. The Erie BayHawks came down and spent the day with us in Cleveland and able to get a practice in with them and go live and 5-on-5. So it was really ideal for him and his final kind of step to getting back on the court.
Coach, explain the process, because I saw the transaction that he – goes down to the G League team, and then he was right back up with a big club. Was that just made so he could go practice?
Well, there was a little bit of good timing, but, you know, to some degree, yes. You know, I think Erie is just, you know, about a two-hour drive, and Malik Rose, the GM, and Josh, the head coach there, just thought it'd be good for their team to come down and watch a shoot-around and just, you know, we're trying to make that group and all of us just feel like we're one and we're connected. And, you know, the timing of John needing to have a good practice and go live and 5-on-5, which, you know, we're in the middle of 5 games in 7 days. And so it really just kind of worked out where something that was pre-planned turned into a, you know, just the perfect timing for him to get a great practice and go live and 5-on-5 full court. And, you know, the contact and all the things that happen in a game or a practice that prepare you for the game, it worked out just, you know, really, really well with the G League team.
Yeah, no doubt. It's the NBA's underbelly, and many people don't know about it, but it is a really great way you know, to find ways to benefit your team and help your team, and you guys certainly get very creative with that. We've got Mike Budenholzer. It's On the Court with Coach Bud. We do it every Thursday at 10:20. Will John Collins tonight, Coach, do you think, return to his starting job at center?
No, we're going to bring him off the bench, and, you know, like I said, he'll be on a little bit of a minutes restriction and get his conditioning back and everything. We'll just see how it goes with, you know, whether he starts or comes out the bench. You know, he's a big part of what we're doing, and, you know, I think he's going to get a lot of opportunity. And, you know, for tonight, he'll come off the bench, and we'll just see how it is going forward.
Coach, was there a scenario when you had John going through this whole rehab process that you had to slow him down a little bit? Because he seems like a guy, every time we've met him, that the only thing he wants to do right now is play basketball.
Yeah, no, he's he's definitely like that colt that's ready to run at any moment and, you know, wants to let out. And so, you know, I don't know. I would just say, you know, kind of educate him and keep him patient and, you know, help him understand the big picture and all those things. And, you know, once you talk with him and you kind of explain things, he's been great.
Coach Bud joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, home of the Hawks. Tonight's ball game against the Pistons will be heard right here. Conti with the pregame and Steve Holman with the call, 7 and 7:30 the times respectively on that. And Detroit is in town. They're above 500. They're having a good season. A great start. They have dipped a little bit. But, Coach, you've got Andre Drummond and Boban Marjanovic, who is 7'3" and skilled. And obviously Andre Drummond is a beast of a monster in the middle, and he's got the weight down and having a great year. Is that maybe why the minutes are restricted a bit for John Collins tonight?
No, I think, you know, it would, you know, no matter who we were playing, you know, I think just coming off the injury and getting this conditioning back and making sure we don't, you know, go from 0 to 100, you know, it's just something that makes a lot of sense on a lot of different levels. So it's more about that. You know, certainly Drummond and Boban is, you know, going to be a handful for Miles and John and Irsan and Tyler and all our guys have got to match up with them. But it's a lot more just about making sure John is in a good place, you know, not just for tonight, but going forward.
Coach, I want to go back to the other night against Cleveland. Torian Prince really seemed to step up to the challenge of going against LeBron James. Had one of his best games as a Hawk. What did you learn from Torian the other night, hitting 8-for-10 from the floor?
Yeah, no, I feel like Torian's played well, you know, the last week or so. And, you know, I feel like he's making more, you know, the defensive plays, you know, a block shot here or there, some rebounds, better individual defense. You know, and then I think, you know, when he does that, I think his offense just kind of comes to him naturally. You know, the other night he drove the ball well, drove and finished and got to the paint. So, you know, we're encouraging him just to keep letting it fly from the three-point line. And, you know, so when he's kind of got both those things, it's, you know, he's hitting at a high percentage from deep and then able to drive and finish and, you know, mix in some kickouts to teammates that are open for threes, you know. He just becomes, you know, a player that's got a lot to his game.
It's our guy, Coach Bud, on the wait4.com hotline. Rick and John here in the Kia Studios on the home of the Hawks. And, Coach, I'm sorry for the reminder, but the record books say that the Cavs have the single-game regular season record for threes. They have the postseason single-game record for threes, unfortunately both against our guys. And then the other night, just whapping threes again. It seems like every time we play Cleveland, they have 20 or more threes. It's ridiculous. Is it more of their greatness or deficiencies with your Hawks in guarding the three line?
Well, I think it really comes down to LeBron James and, you know, the attention that he commands. And, you know, we put a lot of attention on him. We, you know, we try and limit his, you know, particularly finishes in the paint. I think, you know, I think going into the game, he was like 73% or something ridiculous from the three, in the paint at the rim. And he's just, you know, he's such a physical force. And, you know, we really tilt the court towards him. We give a lot of help towards him. And, you know, it gives them opportunities for threes, and you know, at the end of the day, they just have great talent. You know, and it starts with an individual talent like him that just puts a huge amount of pressure on the rim and the paint, and so you know, it's one of those give or take things, and you know, we go into our staff meetings and we argue about it, and it's great debate, and you know, certainly. When you're going against good teams, it's hard to find the solution. That's why they're good and great, and they're playing in the finals for three or four straight years, and LeBron's been there six or seven straight years. They're not easy to guard, and you know, for us, we've just given him a lot of attention, and you know, we feel like he's earned it or deserves it.
Coach, we've heard some of the national talking heads, not Rick or I, because both of us respect this game a lot, talk about LeBron and slowing down. You've coached against him now a couple of times already this year. You don't see any signs of him slowing down, do you?
No. I mean, I think he may be playing better than ever. It's really, you know, a testament to him. And, you know, I would just say he's shooting the ball maybe better than I've ever seen and just looks more confident when the ball comes off his hands. And, you know, when he has that going, you know, if he's making threes or he's making, you know, the fadeaways in the post or the face up, you know, jab, jab, and you know, it's just nothing but net. Then, you know, I think he becomes, like I said, I think he may be better than ever. Because I think physically I don't see, you know, if there's any slowing, it's minimal, if at all. And I think, you know, his improved or his confidence in his shooting is just, whatever people may say is regressed, I think it's his shot and his ability to make those that has, you know, made him, I think, a better player or surpassed any other regression in his game.
Coach Bud joining us here, and Coach Tyler Cavanaugh has been a bit of a revelation the other night, 11-9 in 29 minutes against Cleveland. What is his contractual status? Is he a two-way guy? Is he already on a deal? Like, well, what's his contract status, if you can tell us?
Yeah, no, he's still on a two-way deal. You know, at some point, you know, you kind of, there's a limit to the number of days you can be on a two-way and be with the parent team or the big team. And, you know, he's getting close to that. So, you know, there'll probably have to be some decisions made, and he's done a great job. We're really happy with him. So, you know, we'll just see how that plays out here in the short term.
Coach, we had Dan Quinn on this morning, our morning guys did, and they asked him about Christmas. Do you do the Christmas shopping? Are you all done, or is this a last-minute deal for you to try to get the significant other's Christmas gifts?
I'm trying to get better. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm certainly not done, and I'm certainly hoping not to wait to the last minute. But you'll have to check back with me closer to the 25th. I've got a little jump on it, so I would say I'm ahead of past years. So, but certainly not done.
11 days. That's all you got, Coach. 11 more days.
Okay.
He is, but he's coaching 15 guys in the NBA. Yeah. And so to me, Coach, I'd be outsourcing the gift giving. I really would. I would be delegating that if I were you.
There is some of that going on. Don't tell anybody, but there's some of that.
Coach, thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you next week. Happy holidays.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks a lot. That's Coach Bud on the WadeFord.com hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.